Hey everyone, Madison Lane here, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom. And today, we're diving into something super relevant, especially in our crazy, fast-paced world. Creating a healthy relationship with food and drink. Ever feel like you're constantly battling cravings, or that your relationship with what you eat is more like an emotional roller coaster than a source of nourishment? You know that feeling when you reach for the cookie jar after a stressful day, or that glass of wine to unwind at 5 p.m. sharp? Yeah, we've all been there. But good news, friends, stoicism can actually be your secret weapon in navigating this tricky terrain. Now, before you think stoicism and healthy eating, hear me out. It's not about deprivation or rigid rules, it's about finding that sweet spot of mindful awareness, balance, and acceptance. Think of it like this. Stoicism teaches us to focus on what we can control, our thoughts, actions, and reactions, and let go of what we can, the external world, including those pesky cravings. Here are 5 key takeaways from today's episode that can help you cultivate a healthier relationship with food and drink. First up, practice mindful eating. Seriously, put down your phone, turn off the TV, and savor each bite. Pay attention to the textures, flavors, and even the colors of your food. When you eat mindfully, you're less likely to overeat because you're actually present and enjoying the experience. It's like giving yourself a mini vacation with every meal. Second, focus on nourishment, not restriction. Instead of thinking about what you can have, shift your mindset to what foods truly nourish your body and mind. Think vibrant fruits and veggies, wholesome grains, lean proteins, the good stuff that fuels your energy and well-being. Third, recognize your triggers. We all have them. Stress, boredom, social gatherings, whatever sends you reaching for that extra slice of cake or another glass of wine. Once you know your triggers, you can develop healthier coping mechanisms like taking a walk, listening to music, or practicing some deep breathing exercises. Remember, stoicism is all about managing our reactions to life's ups and downs. Fourth, be kind to yourself. Let's face it, we all slip up sometimes. Instead of beating yourself up over a cheat day, simply acknowledge it, learn from the experience, and get back on track with your next meal. Remember, progress is always better than perfection. And finally, fifth, seek support when you need it. Don't be afraid to reach out to friends, family, or even a professional for guidance. Sometimes having someone to talk to can make all the difference in staying motivated and accountable. You know that feeling when you're trying to resist temptation but your willpower is wearing thin? Like staring down a plate of freshly baked cookies while vowing to eat just one. That's where stoicism can really shine. Imagine this. You're at a party with delicious appetizers everywhere. Instead of mindlessly munching, you take a moment to appreciate the vibrant colors and aromas before taking a small portion of what truly appeals to you. You savor each bite, engage in conversation, and focus on enjoying the company rather than filling your plate. That's mindful eating in action. It's about making conscious choices and finding contentment without overindulging. So, let's recap. We talked about practicing mindful eating, focusing on nourishment, recognizing your triggers, being kind to yourself, and seeking support when needed. Remember, creating a healthy relationship with food and drink is a journey, not a destination. It's about making gradual changes, celebrating small victories, and staying true to your values. Ready to take action? Start by identifying one trigger that often leads you to unhealthy eating habits. Then, come up with a healthier alternative. Maybe it's taking a walk instead of reaching for the cookies, or having a conversation with a friend instead of zoning out with wine. Share your insights and experiences with us on social media using the #DailyStoicismFood. And remember, you've got this. Until tomorrow, keep striving for balance, presence, and perspective in all areas of your life.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.